Proclamation number 5085, dated the March 16th, 1951. I need you. The custodian's concern for his servants. I need you. The adversity on earth is huge and can only be solved with your assistance, because I cannot influence people's souls with my omnipotence. Instead, their free will must be stimulated and you should assist with that. There is immense adversity and I only have a few fellow workers on earth who want to stir this spiritual hardship. But these few are under my guardianship. They are cared for by my fatherly love and will never be without protection. If you knew how I value your spiritual work, you would no longer have the slightest doubt about my paternal care for you. You would not worry for a moment but, with complete confidence, always expect help in earthly adversity. Since you should constantly do your spiritual work, I will also make sure that you can accomplish it. Since the help for many souls depends on this work of yours, which cannot be taken to them by any other means. This work for me and my kingdom is very carelessly carried out on earth, for only rarely is the full extent of the spiritual adversity recognized. Only a few people possess realization, only a few people know the meaning and purpose of life on earth and the meaning and purpose of creation. Only a few people are therefore capable of instructing their fellow human beings of this information, and thus only a few people can be true proclaimers of the gospel, because it is absolutely vital for this mission that the proclaimer possesses the knowledge himself. You can therefore assume that I exceedingly carefully watch over those who are suitable for this proclaiming ministry, because they have received this knowledge from me myself. Teachings which are already spoiled are not entirely effective as a means of rescue for the misguided souls. They can only profit from the pure truth. Only the pure truth is the means to remedy spiritual hardship. And once a person has become a bearer of truth through his will and his love for me, he will be a faithful fellow worker whom I truly don't want to lose. Because I would not like to lose the many still misguided souls either, but want to regain them before it is too late. I need you, my fellow workers on earth, and I keep telling you time and again that I educate my bearers of light on earth myself, because they are to restore the kingdom of God among people on my behalf, but that these bearers of light are in my service and, thus, will also be looked after by the Lord in every way. Consequently, anyone who works for me need not fear any earthly worries. Anyone who works for me should also hand himself over to me with complete faith. He should look up to the Father like a child and always be certain that he will also be guarded like a child by the Father. And the strength of his faith will give him peace, even in every earthly adversity, which I will solve when the time is right. Amen.